The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new report from the ESRI shows that many people believe immigration is happening in Ireland on a larger scale than it is really. The report also found that people misjudged why migrants come to Ireland, and the focus on asylum seekers in media coverage and public discourse may contribute to these biases. Now, just read you some of the stats. They anonymously talked to 1,200 people, so it's a very significant sample. And those taking part in the survey estimated that 28% of the population in Ireland was born abroad. That figure is lower than that. It's 22%. That was it back in 2024. People estimated that 14% of the population was born outside the EU, UK and North America. That figure is actually much smaller. It's 8%. People guess that 20% of recent non-EU migrants came to work for education. Actually, 50% of those non-EU migrants came for education. They estimated that 20% of migrants arrived seeking international protection. No, it was lower than that. It was only 10%. And people have these impressions. Why? Because maybe the figures are not published widely enough and people are not informed. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, chairperson of the Irish Muslim Council. Umar, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Pat. Good morning to you.
Were you surprised at this level of misinformation in the general public?
No, I wasn't, to be very honest. And the reason for that is because we online see the rise of anti-Muslim hate, anti-immigrant hate. And obviously, it is linked to misconceptions and misunderstanding. What the report is doing is it is just highlighting the fact that there is a significant proportion of people that overestimate immigration in Ireland, and they underestimate the level of contribution that immigrants have. They, for example, believe that most immigrants are here to exploit the welfare system, but while in reality, the report highlights the fact that the majority of the people come here for employment or they come for education, so they actually are contributing to the Irish economy. And I think the report really highlights that we need to educate and create awareness among that significant proportion of people that have these biases, that have misunderstandings, because imagine somebody believing, oh, this person of color is actually here to take over my house, take over my job, take over my country. That the interaction the person will have with the person of color who is an immigrant will not be positive. He'll see him with his prejudiced mindset, with his negative perception and the prejudice that he have, and they will have an interaction, unfortunately, that is going to be negative. And we see that online, a lot of hate comments, a lot of propaganda that is being spread, the rise of certain ideologies, you know, whether you call it far right, right wing, it doesn't matter. But those that exclude, those that say it's the immigrants that are the cause of the housing crisis, it's the immigrants that have taken over the jobs, it's the immigrants that are exploiting the welfare system. It is these type of people, I think, that we need to really, we need to create awareness among them. We need to, create more education about it, that immigrants are not here to take over. They're actually much less than you think they are, and they're here to contribute, and they are contributing significantly. Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly, the last number of years, the number has risen very quickly. There is no doubt about that. Look, I came here in 2003. Last night, I came from Prague from a business trip, and I was at the airport, and at the immigration was an Indian lady. So she was an immigration officer. I asked her, while we were talking very quickly, I said, if you don't mind me asking, can I ask you, how long have you been in Ireland? She said, I've been here 11 years. And I said, I remember the time, 2003, when I landed. There was no immigration control, and you need to really, if you wanted to stamp on your passport, you had to look for the officer. I remember that time, and I could not have imagined 6-7 years ago even that we would have so many people of color working at Dublin Airport. But you see that now. But those people, they are working. They are contributing to the Irish economy, to the Irish life. And that's something that we overlook, unfortunately.
Now, the criticism in the ESRI report was that people are getting this information or misinformation from media. And that could be social media or mainstream media. And I want to address both. I mean, the people that you're trying to educate, to let them know the real statistics, they tend to live in an echo chamber. That's everything they hear, and they go to another site, it'll be the same thing. In other words, everything is amplified for them. And in mainstream media, I suppose the problem is if you do have a riot outside City West, you know, we're going to report on it because it did happen. You can't kind of decide which news is appropriate or otherwise. You report the news.
Absolutely. You know, you touched on some really two interesting points. The first thing is that people that overestimate immigration and tend to blame all the problems of the country on people that are immigrants are also those people that do not get their information from mainstream media. In fact, they believe mainstream media, they believe in a conspiracy theory that mainstream media somehow is together with the government and the immigrants trying to control the narrative, trying to change Ireland. They get their information from you know, the likes of X, the likes of TikTok. And unfortunately, on these platforms, a lot of misinformation is deliberately being spread. So that, I think, something needs to be addressed. Social media platforms need to be very, very responsible. They are generating revenue. And if misinformation is being spread on the platforms that has actually real-life impact on people, for example, that misunderstanding will translate into hate. Hate translates into violence or into behavior that is very problematic. And therefore, I believe social media tech companies have a duty of care. The other thing is also that, how are we going to educate these people? So when social media tech companies are you know, given the responsibility to be more responsible about the content. Secondly, it starts from a young age. I think from a young age, we need to teach our, you know, young children that, you know, this diversity is not in any way a threat to the Irish culture. In fact, most of the people that are immigrants here, like myself, we embrace Irish culture. We love Irish culture. In fact, we are here. I'm trying my best as a chairperson of the Irish Muslim Council to get more people of the Muslim faith in mosques to use, you know, cúpla focal. So, you know, even if it's just saying Gora Míle Maith, even if it's just saying a few sentences, let's embrace and let's celebrate this beautiful culture, this country. When it comes to St. Patrick's Day, for the past 17, 18 years, I have been very vocal on that day. In fact, if St. Patrick's Day happens to be on a Friday, which is like Sunday in a church, I actually dedicate my whole speech on Ireland, Irish culture, St. Patrick's Day. So we are doing our best at the same time. But I think we probably need more of that information to be disseminated as much as possible, but and also from young ages, different platforms, not necessarily just mainstream media. The other point that you highlighted was that as mainstream media, you do need to report if there is an issue, if there is a riot in front of City West or Coolock, if there is a riot, or if some international applicants, refugees are sleeping on the streets. Of course, you have to highlight that. And if they somehow, the government, tries to manage the accommodation, you have to highlight that. But people, unfortunately, they misunderstood. They misperceived, and they assumed, thousands and thousands of immigrants must be coming to Ireland, and that's why they're all here, because every time we see them on the news. But in reality, as you said, mainstream media has to report them, even if it's just a small few dozens of people.
Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, chairperson of the Irish Muslim Council. Umar, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.